Life, Liberty, and the Womb. The Myth of Reproductive Rights. Rescue those being led away to death. From the beginning, VCA has taken a stand for life. Long before Roe v. Wade was overturned, the Virginia Christian Alliance stood firm on the truth that every human life, born or unborn, is sacred. We've opposed abortion, infanticide, euthanasia, and any practice that treats embryos as disposable. Rooted in biblical conviction, not politics, we've equipped the church and exposed the lies behind choice and reproductive rights. This moment in Virginia demands clarity and conviction. Proverbs chapter 24 verse 11 commands it. Rescue those being led away to death. Hold back those staggering toward slaughter. Proverbs chapter 24 verse 11. Few lies are as deadly or deeply entrenched as the one cloaked in the phrase reproductive rights. What sounds like empowerment is, in truth, the legalized destruction of unborn life. And here in Virginia, those rights are not under threat, they are being celebrated and expanded by a political class determined to silence the unborn forever. Under the banner of choice and compassion, the Democratic Party of Virginia, DPVA, has worked hand in hand with abortion giants like Planned Parenthood Advocates of Virginia to ensure wide access to abortion, particularly in the earlier stages of pregnancy. These policies are not moderate, they reflect a worldview that separates liberty from morality and healthcare from humanity. A coordinated assault on life. Virginia has become one of the most permissive abortion destinations in the Southeast. In 2023, the state legislature repealed or blocked key protections for unborn children, such as mandatory ultrasounds and informed consent protocols. While parental consent for minors remains law, other pro-life measures, including efforts to safeguard infants born alive after failed abortions, have repeatedly failed in committee. Please support the Virginia Christian Alliance website and community center. We would appreciate your donation. Planned Parenthood Advocates of Virginia, heavily funded and politically connected, now operates with legal immunity and moral impunity. The Guttmacher Institute confirms that Virginia remains a magnet for out-of-state abortions, especially post-Roe. The deception runs deep. These acts of violence are marketed as healthcare, while those who stand for life are framed as extremists. Equality Virginia and the Virginia ACLU echo the same talking points, tying abortion access to civil rights, autonomy, and even economic justice. But this is not justice. It is child sacrifice in the clothing of liberation. The biblical response, God knows every life. For you formed my inward parts, you knitted me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Psalm chapter 139 verses 13-14. God does not treat the unborn as potential life, he declares them precious from the moment of conception. The womb is his workshop of purpose, not a battleground for personal autonomy. When a society sacrifices its children, it invites judgment. Jesus welcomed the little ones. He never separated dignity from dependence. Every heartbeat matters, because every soul bears God's image. What Christians must do, now is the time to break the silence. Abortion is not a political issue, it is a spiritual crisis that demands our clarity, compassion, and courage. Educate yourself. Understand how abortion policy is shaped in Virginia. Familiarize yourself with the roles of organizations like Planned Parenthood and the DPVA. Vote with discernment. Support candidates who uphold the sanctity of life from conception to natural death. Support pregnancy resource centers. Give, volunteer, or partner with ministries that offer real alternatives to abortion. Speak the truth in love. Don't avoid the hard conversations. Lives hang in the balance. Pray for repentance, both personal and national. Only the Spirit of God can convict hearts and turn policy toward righteousness. Final warning, final hope. A nation that legalizes the killing of its most vulnerable cannot call itself just. But the hope of the gospel still speaks. If my people, who are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven. 2 Chronicles chapter 7 verse 14. We are not powerless, we are the redeemed of the Lord. Let us act, speak, and stand for life, not with bitterness, but with the fierce compassion of Christ. The myth of reproductive rights ends where truth begins. At the cross, where every life finds its worth. VCA. Consistent, biblical, and unflinching. The Virginia Christian Alliance continues to stand for life. Through education and advocacy, we expose abortion's darkness and defend the unborn. Our mission remains to uphold truth, protect the vulnerable, and proclaim life through the gospel without compromise. Learn more about our position and resources here. https://vichristian.org/category/sanctity-of-life/.